This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Can you up the music? I think...
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know, there's something about this weekend that I have been really, really excited about, and it's because I think I'm going to try and do absolutely nothing. I have been every weekend somewhere doing something, and I'm just so excited to answer it. I have to see Suicide Squad. I got to see that movie. Although I'm really not having high hopes for it because there's just too many colors and tattoos and characters, and it just doesn't seem really easy on the eyes to be able to kind of take it all in. I think it's a little stimulatory, you know, too much is going on, but that's okay. I should still enjoy it. It's Marvel, right? It's DC Comics. Ooh, I'm not a fan of the DC Comics movies. I like the Marvel. The DC Comics movies don't seem to be as good. I mean, yeah, they have a good-looking Superman now, but, I mean, Christopher Reeve is good-looking too, but I don't know. I don't know if they're going to pull this off. I have to see. I also want to see the Jason Bourne movie. That's been out for a while now. I am so bad. I do want to see the Ghostbusters movie. I heard Ghostbusters, I guess, took a huge loss. It's hard to do an all-woman cast and having an all-woman cast a big hit. I think a lot of people think it's going to be a chick flick. And it's and by the way, as a chick, okay, can I just speak for a lot of us? We don't like chick flick movies either. And we don't even like the fact that there's movies called chick flick. Okay, I'm really insulted by that. I guess this is the definition of a chick flick. I guess the definition of a chick flick is a movie where you go there and you cry and you laugh and there's supposed to be like a real good looking guy in there and there's supposed to be love and then you cry again. Okay, that is, I guess, the definition of a chick flick. Now, okay, mind you, I like the good looking guy, but I could just watch a Michael Fassbender, you know, movie with him playing Magneto and I'll be fine. I don't need to cry. I don't want to cry at a movie. I gotta tell you though, I mean, a chick flick movie that I remember I saw was Steel Magnolias. Steel Magnolias was very good, but I only wanted to see it once. I never wanted to see it again. Why? Because it makes you cry. Okay, I don't want to sit there and cry. I don't want to ruin my makeup. I don't want to be sniffling, you know, because then you get the boogers. I mean, if I'm on a date, and the last thing I want to do is to take a boyfriend or a guy to a movie that he hates. I mean, I want him interested in the movie so I could sit there if I have to and scratch or burp or whatever. I don't want him sitting there watching me to go, oh, did she cry? Did she? And then what if I don't cry? So this is why I never went to those movies with my husband. The very first movie I went with my husband was, I believe, Apollo 13, the Tom Hanks movie. I went to that movie with him. And nobody cried. Although the Captain John Phillips one, that I cried. That I started crying on because he cried. That was a good one. But anyway. We went to Apollo 13, and then I forgot what other movies. I think we saw like a James Bond movie. We saw Liar Liar. We saw Independence Day. Okay, but never. I would never take him to a girly. I don't even say girly. That's insulting to his girl. So, I mean, I would. Suggest, and I would like to make a motion for us to get rid of all chick flick movies, or just the term chick flick, and please don't associate us women with those movies. Yeah, we may want to go to those movies secretly, but we promise we will not take you to those movies, okay? I can't stand them. Can I get a second on that one? Good. All in favor? Aye. Okay, so anyway, where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. So no chick flick movies this weekend. Jason Bourne, I'll see. Oh, yeah, so the Ghostbusters movie. So I remember Ghostbusters. I was, I think, in the seventh grade when the original one came out. I remember I was at Paradise Valley Mall in Arizona, and I went to watch it, I think, like a third time. Great movie. I thought it was really well done. Seeing a bunch of women fight ghosts had potential. I thought they had a great cast and crew, but it turns off a lot of people. A lot of people do not want to see a full female cast. A lot of guys don't want to do that, and so they already lost out on the market. Now, I think what they did is they put Thor in the movie. I'm not sure. I haven't seen the movie. They put Thor. So, again, okay, do a bunch of guys want to see a man who completely blows them away physically? Okay, is it Liam Hemsworth? Or Chris Hemsworth, one of the Hemsworth brothers. No, a lot of guys don't want to see that either. So you got to be very, very careful. Now, Charlie's Angels did well with the guys. Okay, remember they did a Charlie's Angels movie? That, because a lot of guys, I guess, have a crush on Cameron Diaz. And I forget who, Lisa, was it Lisa? Yeah, anyway. So guys went for that movie, but it's very, very difficult to, you know, yeah. All right. I still want to see it. I don't care. I still want to see it. I'm waiting for Assassin's Creed with Michael Fassbender. I'm waiting for the 24 movie. Weren't they supposed to do a 24 movie? I'm not too sure. All right. Well, we got a lot of news, a lot of stuff to talk about. Jerry Sandusky is back in the news. And he wants to seek a new trial for his sex abuse charges. We'll talk about what's going on there. A futurologist, I guess this is a job, a futurologist says the year of the housewife is going to be obsolete by 2050. Robots are going to be taking care of everything in the house. Now, in Rio, got a lot of Rio news. We saw history yesterday. I didn't get to watch the Olympics during the day, but I got to watch the 8 to midnight Olympics. I've almost watched it all, but I got to see some amazing races. We saw Olympics, and we'll tell you what was so... we saw history. We saw the Olympics. Fix your radios, people. But now the Rio diving pool is completely shut down. They have closed down the green, murky, cloudy Rio diving pool. And some of the athletes are like, wow, I hope nothing really bad was happening. You know, I hope we didn't, you know, take in anything bad for them to have to shut it down. The Dallas Cowboys are in the news already. And I was so excited for my Cowboys to eat. Go Cowboys. Look, Tony Romo, just don't injure him. They are banned from wearing a sticker saying arm in arm as a gesture to support the slain Dallas police officers. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries, batteries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Some phenomenal Olympics. Simone Biles, Allie Reisman in gymnastics, winning gold and silver. I, by the way, still haven't seen them win their gold and silver because I think it played at about 11 o'clock at night last night and I had to fall asleep. And that happened like a whole day before. So I'm not going to see till tonight them actually win that. But it's already all in the news. I did, though, get to see this morning Simone Manuel become the first African-American woman to win an individual Olympic title. This was a very interesting race. It was a 100-meter freestyle, and she tied with Canada's Penny Oleksiak. And what was very interesting, there were two sisters in this race that we thought were you were watching them ahead of the pack. And then here's Simone Manuel moving in, and she did so well. And, you know, we saw history today. So it was amazing. It was a 52.70 seconds. She says, this medal is not just for me. It's for a whole bunch of people that came before me and have been an inspiration to me. It's for all the people after me who believe they can do it. And I just want to be an inspiration to others that you can do it. So, well done. Then, of course, Michael Phelps winning his 22nd, and I think he might have even won a 23rd. I'm not sure, or is he going for his 23rd gold medal? Michael Phelps is 31 years old. This was an amazing turnaround for him. He was actually crying when he won his last gold medal, and then he had to jump in the pool about 5-10 minutes later. I got to tell you, it's very interesting, and I think we're going to be investigating, but we're going to be looking deeper at the ups and downs that, you know, Michael Phelps had struggled with. You know, he opened up in an interview yesterday about how when he was not planning to compete, he went into a real dark place. I think he had 2 DUIs. He said he would kind of lock himself up in his room. There was the marijuana allegations. There had been some allegations of him doping that I think were completely debunked. And so, you know, here's a 22 gold medalist winner, one of the most highly decorated Olympians of all time. We've watched history the last 3-4 Olympics with Michael Phelps in it. And many of us are kind of worried what's going to happen if he doesn't compete again. Now, very interesting, Ryan Lochte said Michael Phelps will definitely compete in the year 2020. And when I look at all this, being a doctor, you know, being a physician, I'm a little worried, you know, about the psychological aspect of all this. So where I'm going with this is, you know, you see a lot of movie stars where they just make it to the top. And here you are at the top of your game. You know, everything is about you. And then all of a sudden, it stops. And then the reality has to set in. And I don't know what triggered, Michael Phelps to go into that depression and go into that dark place. There were also, I guess, issues with relationships and, when you hear about that, it kind of worries you, because our kids look up to people like Michael Phelps. And so what they want to do is become, you know, an Olympian, or they want to, and good. I love Michael Phelps being a role model. Again, the marijuana, you know, previously was an issue we wouldn't have wanted to promote, although nowadays I think, you know, the new generation is going to think that marijuana is the wonder vitamin, and I'm not sure how I feel on that yet. But what we aren't doing is providing the support that needs to be done post these big highs. All right? There's a report out that many Olympic athletes, are now trying to juggle full-time work and, you know, trying to find jobs and careers, you know, when the Olympics are over. You know, what is their everyday job? I mean, you could be an Olympian, but it doesn't mean you're going to be rich the rest of your life. All right? You know, we have this thought process that once you become Olympics, you've got it made. Just bust your butt, win competitions, and you'll be rich, you'll be taken care of the rest of your life. I don't know. Okay, you know, not all of us are going to get to be on a Wheaties box or be able to, marry Kris Jenner or be a part of the Kardashians. Not many of us are going to be able to always have endorsements. And so I don't know what happened with Michael Phelps, but I think that's something that really needs to be dissected. And it's something I think we need to have taught to our future athletes, where you need to guard against the depression that could ensue, or the psychological trauma that you might have incurred. I mean, you know, hitting that pool, or, you know, hitting that rink, or, you know, hitting that slope, and everything being about that, and then all of a sudden it's over, and now what? Okay? And everybody, you know, thinks, and I see the same with my kids, like, you know what, it's going to all fall into place. It does. I mean, life happens. Okay? You know, Tuesday's going to come after Monday. You know, Saturday's going to come after Friday. Okay? You know, the year 2020, God willing, is going to come. I mean, you know, years, you know, the time is going to pass. But it, when these people don't have a plan or they don't have a direction, it sounds like they crash. So, again, I have no idea. Maybe the reason why he became depressed is because he was like, you know what, now I'm going to have fun. I'm going to smoke dope. I'm going to have fun. And the marijuana made him depressed. Maybe it's that. Maybe it had nothing to do with him not, you know, having, you know, goals anymore. But what was so inspiring yesterday is his comeback. Okay? You know, and you know, we've seen a lot of actors. You know, Robert Downey Jr. made a phenomenal comeback. I mean, we saw people make comebacks, and he made an amazing comeback, and I'm proud of him for that, and what we could use for our youth in terms of that iconic story is, you know, he hit rock bottom, you know, was arrested, had, you know, and he was able to turn it around. Okay, well, that's great. So we've seen a success story. But how do we stop people from hitting rock bottom to begin with? So when we, you know, when we hear Lochte say, oh, yeah, you know, Michael Phelps is going to, you know, compete again, I'm getting a little nervous. He keeps saying he's going to retire, he's done, and then all of a sudden he comes back. Maybe competing for him is what keeps him psychologically sane. Well, if he's going to be 35, 36 years old, how is that going to work out for him? Okay? You know, so, you know, I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous about that. We know he's psychologically fragile. I think a lot of us would be. I have no idea. You know, I always envisioned myself to be an Olympian. I would have been, an Olympic, figure skater. Don't ask how I just would have been. And I think I would have been really damn good with that as well. But I just thought I would have, I think my plan was I was going to compete in the Olympics. And then from there, I was going to get a role opposite of, let's say, Viggo Mortensen in Lord of the Rings. Who knows? And then I would have become such a hit in those movies that I would have become a superstar. That doesn't happen. Now, let's change the conversation to goals. Okay? You know, I have two boys now, and one is a realist, but the other one's an idealist. And the other one, he wants to compete and be in the Olympics. He wants to be CEO of a big company. He wants to be the biggest movie star there is. Okay, he was like me as a kid. And no, I never became a movie star. I never became an Olympian. I never became, an actress, which I always wanted to be, or a big, superstar. But I got to tell you, that drive got me to where I was today. Now, have I had disappointments? Have I cried? Oh, yeah, have I cried. When I have things just pulled out from under me, I have cried. And, you know, so I don't want my son to have that heartache. But maybe I'm being the worst mom in the world. Maybe I should let him, you know, just go for your dreams. Go for it. But, again, you know, as a mom, okay, and, you know, seeing the way the economy is, and we're going to be talking about that as well, you know, I don't want to blow smoke up his, you know, sigmoid either. I mean, you know, Yeah, please.
So, quick story. My mom used to tell me when I was 2 or 3 years old, we used to live on this huge hill with rocks all over it, and it was pretty treacherous for a toddler to be running around on. And my mom just looked out the window and she bit her tongue and she was like, "If I yell, he's going to turn around and lose his balance and fall. I'm just going to leave him." And she swears that that was like the motto for her parenting. So,
right.
It's one way of going. And I'm playing devil's advocate, kind of, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so, I mean, let him and just be there. Let him reach for the stars and just promise him that you'll be there to catch him if he falls.
Amen.
You know, that's probably the best way to do it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey protein powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, they say robots are going to make the quote-unquote housewife obsolete. We've gotten rid of that term housewife. Okay, I think many of us now, whether we rear the children or whether we take care of the needs of the home, I think many of these duties are becoming split. And I think, you know, many women, you know, like me, don't want to be in the house. We're trying to, it's too much work. going to work for me is a hell of a lot easier than taking care of the home and taking care of the kids. But this is a very interesting study or report by Sarah Griffiths for Daily Mail. She says, the days of cooking, cleaning, and picking up after the children may soon be over because in the year 2050, a futurologist, Dr. Ian Pearson, says this quote-unquote role of housewife is going to be obsolete. He also predicts furniture will adapt to a person's body shape, clothes will clean themselves, and it will even be possible to redecorate a room in the blink of an eye.
Didn't they promise that in Back to the Future?
Yeah, they did, right? Like, you could just touch on, like, the wall, I think, turn a different color or something.
Can we also quote John Lennon as a dreamer here? I mean, I'm not saying that I'm opposed to these things. I'm just saying I was promised these things by now, and I don't have them yet.
I know. I mean, I talk about that report back in the year 1900 on what things are going to be like in the year 2000, and they were right about, you know, silver things flying in the air and, you know, passengers and gyms, people exercising for actual fun and gymnasiums being in every school and things like that. So, I mean, the predictions were phenomenal with that, but I'm like, where are the robots? They've been talking about robots for decades.
I want my own robot.
I do, too. The only problem is I don't think I'm going to like it very much. I think I'm going to find it to be a smart aleck. I think I'm going to find it, you know what I mean? Because, like, when someone doesn't laugh at your jokes, you immediately, you know, stink eye them. And I don't think I can handle something being around my house that's very stoic and very, I already got two kids that don't laugh at my jokes and look at me with stink eye.
There's a movie, and I can't remember it. There's an old man who gets a robot because he needs medical assistance or something. He's getting Alzheimer's. He used to be a cat burglar, and the robot ends up helping him be a cat burglar. It's a great movie, and I'm going to go look it up because I can't bring it up without... I'll be back. Give me a second.
Yeah, that sounds good. So they say a century after home appliances freed a lot of us from back-breaking chores, artificially intelligent androids will run our homes, enabling us to spend more time having fun and doing less chores. He forecasts that in 34 years' time, housewives or house husbands will no longer have to slave over a hot stove. Instead, robot chefs will prepare meals by communicating directly with a microwave-like device. Well, what if I don't want my food microwaved? Robots will order the weekly food. Drones with bacteria blitzing UV lights will clean the kitchen workshops. Really, drones? Housewives and house husbands will, the miniature robots will scurry around and pick up objects. I wonder if they'll pick up the dog poop. That I'd like to see. Okay.
So the movie that I was thinking of is Robot and Frank from 2012. It got a 7.1 out of 10 on IMDb, and highly recommend. Go check it out.
By the way, can I just say something about ratings? I think Ted and Ted 2 didn't do well in the ratings, and I thought those movies were hilarious. So, I mean, personally, I don't really go by the ratings.
And, you know, neither do I. Some of the best movies and TV shows that I can think of usually get really bad ratings. But
yeah.
Also, comedies will never score good ratings. They just, all comedies, unless it's like... I don't know, look at that Adam Sandler movie. The Adam Sandler movie bombed, but Netflix was bragging about how much money they made because people are, what was their quote? I don't want to say dumb enough to buy it, but I mean, they were like, Adam Sandler makes tons of money doing these films, even if it is a terrible film. It's Adam Sandler. You guys pay for it, so.
Exactly. You know, it's your style of what you want, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody still loves that 90s comedy from the crossover from SNL.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, exactly. It kind of brings you back to that. I agree. All right, so they say in the 1950s it was expected that homemakers would decorate as well as clean the house. Now we could decorate in the blink of an eye thanks to an active contact lens that could alter a room's decor to suit a wearer's taste by beaming images onto their eyes. So there's going to be this virtual reality headset that'll change the look of the room. Sofas will wrap around our bodies for comfort. There's going to be fabrics with tiny lights that'll change color to alter the appearance of the room. And then a 2050s home, they say, will actually look like a 1950s home. with little visible technology clutter taking up space. Instead of watching TV, we could don a virtual reality headset linked to our nervous system to visit a beach without leaving their sofa and feel the sand between their toes. Now that I am looking forward to. I don't want to go out into outer space. A lot of things that they're saying we could do in the future. But the one thing I am really excited about is being able to ski the Alps virtually. I think that's cool. Because I don't know if I'm going to, by the year 2050, how old will I be? I'll be 70, 80 years old, I think. I don't know if I'm 34 years plus my age now. Oh, Lord have mercy.
But you don't know. 70 might be the new 20.
I hope to God, because, man, I'm already the new 20. I'm 29. And
me too.
Yeah, exactly. See? So that's what I want to do. I want to sit there and, like for example, virtual reality. I want to sit there on a beach with Michael Fassbender. That would be really cool. This is going to be awesome. They say pills are going to keep us slim. The virtual reality could let people use gym equipment experience like climbing a mountain or paddling down the Amazon. And then we'll be able to control our dreams, they say. That's getting too much, okay? Instead of going out for coffee, friends could be beamed into the home in the form of a life-size 3D hologram, making socializing easier. Now, this I see happening also. I see where, you know how we have Facebook and we have Skype, etc.? I could totally see us being able to, reality-wise, you know, or hologram-wise, talk to each other. Like, for example, watching a football game. Wow, the future sounds cool. I actually like this. 1-877-DALLY, 1-877-DALLY. Dallas Cowboys are banned from wearing a sticker saying arm in arm when they are trying to show support for the slain police officers. The NFL has barred the Dallas Cowboys from wearing this decal. The Cowboys, also known as America's Team, have been sporting the decal arm in arm since the opening day of training for the upcoming season. And they were actually joined by Dallas Police Chief David Brown and Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings. The team was denied a request to wear the sticker by the league office despite appealing the original decision as it contravenes the NFL's strict dress code. I mean, here's the thing. I understand how there has to be some sort of, I don't want to use the word control. I hate that. But, I mean, I could see how somebody could take their helmet and, you know, put sponsors on there like Wonder Bread, you know, like the Talladega Nights. I mean, I understand how there has to be some sort of, you know, regulation of, you know, what goes on these on the helmets. And I understand how, you know, if let's say you, were for the Nazi party and you wanted to put a, you know, swastika on, you know, on all the helmets, how that could reflect badly on the NFL. I get that. But when you are talking about the police officers, and these are police officers that are actually protecting, okay, the citizens that are watching the games, you know, and, you know, if we are able to don decals and things to, you know, support our troops and to support breast cancer, why not to support officers as, you know, that have fallen? So, you know, they need to be consistent with what they allow. 1-877-DALLY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal
abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A few quick things. We love our teachers where I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we are collecting school supplies for our teachers so they don't have to buy extra supplies for the students out of their own pockets. We are collecting school supplies at every Albertsons and Vons and every Storage One self-storage in Las Vegas, Nevada over the next week or two, and then we are going to be handing out the school supplies to teachers on August 27th at a Steinberg Diagnostic location. So please visit your Albertsons Vons store or your Storage One and drop off school supplies, dry erase markers, pens, pencils, paper, Kleenex, anything you think a teacher needs. And Blood Donation Day and Blood Donation Week is being created to help fight the blood bank shortage that we're seeing throughout the United States. This summer has been a doozy for blood donations. It's compounded by the fact that many people exposed to Zika cannot donate blood. I think in about a week and a half I'll be allowed to donate blood again because I had been in the Caribbean and exposed. So we are recommending that if you can, please contact your local blood bank to help donate blood. If you cannot donate blood, we could sure love your help in getting the word out or by hosting a blood drive. Go to drdahlia.com, hit Nevada or hit National Blood Donation Day. And when you hit that, we would just greatly appreciate any help you could give us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Zika could live in semen way longer, they said, than previously thought. Now, remember the CDC said, look, if you have Zika, we want you to abstain from sex or use condoms for 6 months. Okay? All right, we were like, oh, that's a long time. All right. Now, there is one man whose semen tested positive for Zika virus 188 days after he was infected, which is over 6 months. And a second man's semen tested positive 181 days after infection. Both of these men had traveled to Haiti, where there are active Zika transmissions occurring, and are still being tested for the virus. So the idea that Zika only lives in your system for 90 days has now been debunked, as we're seeing 188 days and 181 days. When I hear this, I'm telling you right now, I bet Zika is in your body for life. I bet it's one of those viruses, like hepatitis or like HIV, that can be in your body for life. If we are really looking at 188-day period of it still being present, if that's the case, you could possibly be threatening your progeny forever. Now, we don't want to cause that kind of panic. In fact, the CDC is holding off changing its recommendations. Right now, the CDC recommends pregnant couples practice safe vaginal, oral, and anal sex, and that men use condoms during sex for 6 months after traveling to a Zika outbreak area. So now, rather than talking about a month or two, if you've been exposed, they're saying if you've been exposed, wait 6 months. What we may have to do is any childbearing aged male or female, or those wishing to plan a pregnancy, get tested for Zika. And then if so, we need to figure out how to prevent Zika from hurting the infant. But 188 days is a long time. And what happened with Ebola when we thought Ebola was gone? A year or two later, it would show up in an eye, or it would show up in the brain. We may be talking about a virus that is not self-limited, or a virus that is mutated to the point that they could live in your body for a long time. So this is very, very concerning. How do you tell somebody to use condoms? And remember, if it's 188 days, they have to now overshoot. So if the recommendation was 6 months for 90 days, then what's the recommendation? A year? Because of the six-month presence? So what? Now if you've had Zika, you can't have sex for a year? How many people are going to be compliant with that one? Probably not Jerry Sandusky. All right, that's a low blow. I'm sorry. Former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky is seeking to overturn his 2012 conviction as a serial sexual predator. He denied the charges as disgusting and dirty. And Friday, he testified that his original attorney misled him into giving a damning NBC interview on the eve of his trial. I don't know why he gave an interview at all before the trial. That makes no sense. Sandusky is serving a 30 to 60 year sentence at the Greene County Prison. He's seeking a retrial under Pennsylvania's Post-Conviction Relief Act that applies to cases in which new evidence surfaces, constitutional rights have been violated, or the defendant claims gross negligence by his attorney. So if you say your attorney was a real bad attorney, I guess that may allow you to, you know, have a retrial. Sandusky, 72 years old, was convicted in 2012 of sexually abusing 10 boys. Several of the incidents occurred in the Penn State locker room. So he was, let me see. The former coach argued that he was given bad media advice and legal guidance by his original lawyer, Joseph Amendola. Judge John Cleland has given Sandusky's team a chance to make their case in 3 days of evidentiary hearings. A spokesman for Attorney General Kathleen Kane said Thursday that her office will vigorously defend the prosecution in court, according to the newspaper. Sandusky told the court that he was not in a very good emotional state when Amendola pressed him on short notice to give an interview to NBC's Bob Costas. I had no idea what was going to happen. I thought maybe they were just going to tape my response and my innocence. Amendola didn't suggest any questions they might ask. So, well, all right, so we'll see what happens with that. I don't know, you know, and my guess is because he's 72 years old, you know, they may try to play the, you know, look, he's sick, he's old, he's, you know, 72 isn't old anymore. I don't think they're going to buy that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So now they're finally closing the Greene Olympic pool temporarily. All right, that diving pool, the Rio diving pool, has been closed as it turned another worrying shade of green. 50 shades of gray? Okay, well, this is like, I don't know, hundreds of shades of green. And I guess finally the color change prompted more health scares. And a spokesman for the IOC insisted that the green water did not put the athletes at risk. But the decision to close the pool today is obviously a concern for many. Bronze medalist Tom Daley tweeted, "Diving pool is closed this morning. Hopefully that means we haven't been diving in anything too bad the last couple of days." You also see the other pool start to change color as well. One suggested it was the dye from the green wall, maybe next to the diving pool. Others say it's algae. I have never seen an Olympic pool in all the Olympics do this, so you know, my question is how the heck, you know, can they, how the heck could they have, you know, overlooked, you know, keeping an eye on the pool? But then again, Rio isn't really well known for good waterways, okay? I mean, they're not really well known. You know, I don't think they have a system in place for how to keep the water clean, as obviously what's been going on with their beaches. So, athletes say that the water is damaging their game and making them feel nauseous due to the high levels of chlorine used. Team USA men's water polo captain Tony Azevedo said he could barely open his eyes for the final quarter after their 6-3 victory over France. "This is the Olympic Games and they are putting so much chlorine in the water that people can't see. You can't have that." So, I mean, I hope nobody's getting sick. You know, we heard of a couple gymnasts having high fevers. Not sure if that was Zika or just, you know, luck of the draw, they got sick. It's just another sign that this is an absolute cluster. Interesting study. Surgeons are going to have to watch what they say. As a growing number of surgeries, people are able to hear, I guess, these awake surgeries are raising new issues where a patient will, you know, even though they aren't in pain, hear what they had said. Okay? It's a very interesting story. We're going to talk about that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer.
It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
ProPure Water Filters. Making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.